Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show.
That was a despicable moment I just witnessed. I'm not sure that Biggie heard. It was so quick.
It was awfully quiet in there, I felt like, for the last couple minutes.
All right. You know how despicable I am with holidays and so forth.
Yes.
It's awful. You know what?
That's well chronicled.
We know this. Here's something you don't know about me. Now, I've been going to the same gym for almost 7 years, 6.5 years, save for the COVID months, which we were out for about 6 months when they closed. Now, I don't keep exact track of it, but I've done 1,763 classes.
It gets worse, Biggie.
I don't know exactly, but
this isn't even the bad part.
I've done 1,763 classes.
You know, plenty of people are gym regulars.
Correct.
You are obsessed.
I am obsessed with that. I like to go in there.
Have women, usually young athletic women in spandex, yell at you for an hour.
Correct. Yesterday, I told you it was the mile benchmark. You run the mile as fast as you can. I was trying to go for my fastest time. I got it by 3 seconds.
Oh, wow. Good.
Thank you. 6:44 on the mile. As soon as I got done, I was like, how can I do it better next time? What can I do? Because I almost died. I mean, that is really tough. Anyhow, I've done 1,763 classes. And someone, as of yesterday, had done 100 classes. And I had to pose in the picture for their 100th class.
God, and I know you. You hated that.
There I am, scowling.
Mr. 1700.
Yeah, I'm 1763. This is 100. Sometimes they'll put them up there. Like, I just checked Instagram to see if I won my age group. I never go to Instagram. I just checked Instagram because they post the standings of who ran the mile the fastest in their age group. And so I was
grade me.
I was
rate me.
Rank me.
Right. And somebody was up there for their 25th class. I just turned to Chris and said, 25 classes. You get a picture for 25 classes. I'm at 1,763. And they did for 25. You think that? So
You're not an encouraging teammate.
No, I guess not.
No, God, no. You fake it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, congratulate. I've been in this picture yesterday. Oh, yeah, 100 glasses.
Yeah.
Inside, thumbs up, your, smile.
Mm-hmm. Inside,
but
inside,
it's a pasted on smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside. Me.
I didn't get squat.
I've done 100 since August. You know?
Yeah. Like, hey,
no big deal.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. This person's done it. It's great.
I've seen them come and go.
That's right. I've seen them come and go with 100. 1,763. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they'll do anything for 2,000. I'll let you know on July 18th. That's the day that I'm projected to get class 2,000. Mm-hmm. I've looked ahead to get class 2,000. That's my projection. This is the technology report. I'm stunned by this, but apparently now there is a way to hack, and some hackers have done this, into robot vacuums. They're called Ecovacs. And several people have reported hearing their Ecovac talk to them and yell at them. And some have said, there are racial slurs coming through my Ecovac.
Now, Biggie has a robot vac.
You know the robot vac.
I don't have it anymore. Remember, it died. Officially bit the dust.
It was at the end of its usable life.
Yeah.
What was the big brand?
Oh, Roomba. Roomba.
That was the first.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, others like cameras have been hacked into. Remember the cameras would talk to?
The nanny cams.
Yeah, yeah. The baby baby monitors. Well, last week, people across the country said, what am I hearing? And it was, if they had the Ecovac brand robot vacuum cleaner, they say it sounded like the voice of teenagers yelling at them, and in some cases, racial slurs.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't caught anybody for it yet, but it's some teens. They say it's, you know, the police are like, well, this is a prank that teenagers are doing.
Not shocked by it, though.
Yeah, you can
hack into it, they'll find a way.
Yeah, you can get into it, I guess, and just you know, for spite or meanness, or not for any reason other than.
I wonder how you even, I'll never even understand that type of world and how you can hack an entire system like that.
Yeah.
But others are safe. Or is everything just a hack away?
I think everything.
Like your phone.
Yeah, I think anything on the internet is hackable. Don't you think? If it's out there, you can get. Somehow.
If it's somehow connected.
Mm.
I got an email. Maybe I can't remember if you guys were copied on it or not. But a P1 had heard an older discussion, maybe over the weekend or sometime in the past couple of days, talking about one of Kelly's many, many scams. I think this was your YouTube TV, DirecTV credit card scam.
Oh, that was, now to explain it briefly, I was trying to buy NFL Sunday Ticket through YouTube TV, and I went onto my phone to youtubetv.com, NFL Sunday Ticket, and I had a question about the pricing, and a little blurb came up, a chat came up and said, well, we can answer any question you want.
Man, you want chat?
Now, you're going to have to pay us a dollar. And I thought, well, that seems fair. So I clicked on the link to pay a dollar. And they said, okay, it's $1. What's your credit card number? And I put it in. Mm-hmm. And it instantly charged me $50, and I started getting virus, pop, 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 you know, scam. And my wife got it and said, what are you doing?
That's my favorite. What are you doing over there?
And I was like, well, and I said,
talking football.
I said, it's just, you know, it was only a dollar. And she goes, what? Nobody charges a dollar
to answer a question.
To answer a question. And then they started, like, they started calling me from the place that was charging the dollar. They were ready to get me. Awful. And my wife thought that was really stupid of me, but I thought that was not that bad. I mean, when somebody says it's only a dollar to ask a question, I was like, okay, I'll do it. Yeah.
But
nobody charges you that.
No, no. Customer service doesn't.
No, yeah.
That's not true.
It never has.
And then, of course, we had to change all the credit cards.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I stay away from all
that. I'm trying to recall everything he said in the email, but basically he said everything is hackable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use your credit card, if you have your credit card on file with Uber or with a store or with a pizza restaurant, once they get hacked, or Walmart, once they get hacked, all your information is out there. So he said he uses prepaid debit cards everywhere he goes. So he'll go to Walmart, buy a debit card, and then he says if they get hacked, then he's just out
that much
money. $20, $100.
That's probably
a tough way to live.
It's honestly smart.
But he thinks he's much less hack-proof.
About 5 years ago, our boss went to Congress to talk about these kinds of things and met with our senator at the time, Richard Burr, who's no longer our senator. But he just, like, they had lunch with him, and he said, how hackable is the country? And Richard Burr said, I write personal checks because I refuse to put all my information out there online. I mean, that was somebody in the Senate.
Yeah.
And he's like, it is that dangerous. So I put it, I will only write a check, you know.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
He wants stock tips.
Now, he'll do it. He did a little backdoor stock tip. Now, okay, fair enough.
All right.
Okay.
Enough business.
I guess he heard that COVID.
IBM.
Okay. He heard COVID was coming. So he dumped all his stock in the hospitality industry because COVID was coming, and he knew it before anybody else. That's the accusation that he got. Mm-hmm. But he was on the up and up and said, hey, write a personal check. My friend The Diesel still does that. You know, he just came on to Venmo.
I was going to say, a lot of places don't take checks now, though.
Yeah.
Cash. You can always do cash.
Cash.
You know, you can do that.
Not every place.
Some places don't even do cash.
Yeah.
I went to Carowinds. They didn't take cash.
Coliseums.
Cashless. That's right.
Arenas.
Yeah.
You can do what I've done. Have your credit cards be at the limit.
Right.
And your bank account's so low so often.
They can't even.
I can't imagine the amount of times that somebody's tried to use my card and they're like, it just got declined for a dollar.
Right.
Oh, they're on to us.
Right. No, they're not.
No, they're, yeah.
They try to steal your life. They're like, it's not worth
it. I've said that. Yeah. They've tried and they're like, oh my God, look at his credit score.